As we head into the summer festival season, one of Iowa's festivals that receives national and international attention is ready to kick off. I'm Jacqueline Hobloom for the Iowa Arts Showcase, and we're very fortunate to have the Des Moines Metro Opera's General and Artistic Director, Michael Eagle, with us today. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's hear what the Des Moines Metro Opera has up their operatic sleeves for the summer of 2018.
We start our season with probably the greatest of the Viennese operettas from the 19th century, Johann Strauss II's Die Fledermaus. It's a great deal of fun. And first of all, it's a comedy. The tradition of Viennese operetta makes it maybe the ancestor to the American musical theater tradition in that we have tunes that are punctuated by spoken dialogue. Story of two friends kind of one-upping each other in pranks of the day and culminating in a great masquerade ball in the castle of a great prince. The central couple are Rosalinde and Gabriel von Eisenstein, and they are a couple that are both trying to outdo one another, and they both wind up in disguise at the same masked ball one evening, and their chambermaid and one of their best friends and an old flame all happen to be in town and on the scene that evening, and all of them wind up together in disguise, tricking one another at this great ball in Act Two.
Tell us about a couple of your key singers that will be coming.
The leading couple, Rosalinde and Eisenstein himself, will be sung by Susanna Biller, who sang with us a couple of seasons ago in Gluck's Orfeo. Eisenstein will be sung by a baritone, David Pershall, who's a baritone that's been featured a number of times in Opera News as a great rising young singer. Adele, the chambermaid, who has maybe the most familiar tunes in the whole piece, her great laughing song that she sings is very well known, will be sung by Anna Christie. The role of Alfred by Taylor Staton, a tenor who has been with us many times before. And the role of Frank, one of the local police officers who gets kind of unexpectedly rolled into the great masquerade ball, is sung by Waukee native Craig Irvin. And the centerpiece of our season is an opera by the great composer Dvorak. I've been saying that it's the Iowa premiere of Dvorak's Rusalka. And your listeners may even be aware that one of the great stories in classical music is the time that Dvorak spent in Spillville, Iowa. And it just so happens that that anniversary is 125 years ago this very summer.
Tell us about the four key singers.
Well, Sarah Gartland is not new to our audiences. She's appeared with us numerous times. I think she's one of the most gifted and beautiful voices that we have had on our stage, and certainly an extraordinary actress as well. She sings the title role of Rusalka. 2 years ago, she sang Yennefer, which was our first Czech language opera. And as soon as I heard it, I said, time has come now. We found our Rusalka. It's time to get it on the agenda. Her prince is sung by a young tenor named Evan Leroy Johnson, and this is a very hard role to fill. Evan is a young singer who's come to great attention in the last couple of years as rising young tenor, and I chose him after having only heard him one time before. I knew this was going to be a big talent, and since we've hired him for this role, I've gone on to see that he's being engaged in the next couple of years by major opera houses on all sides of the world, Glyndebourne and in China and Berlin and all sorts of things. So we're very fortunate to have him, probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do this role. The witch, Jezi Baba, the witch who allows Rusalka into the human world, is sung by Jill Groh. This is a legendary mezzo, and she sung this role in enormous opera houses, including Lyric Opera of Chicago and the Houston Grand Opera in recent years, so we're very excited to have her. And Vodnik, who is the Rusalka's father, will be sung by Zachary James, a guy who's about 6'7" tall, and an enormous presence, made a big impression on audiences last year when he debuted as John Claggart and Billy Budd. And so we wanted to work to get him back right away, and we're glad he's here.
And how about your other main stage production?
This is a very special production, Jonathan Dove's Flight.
Tell us about these two amazing singers that you're bringing in.
John Holliday is a countertenor who is singing the role of the refugee. And a countertenor is a male singer who sings in a higher register. And it's a very unique, distinctive sort of voice. And Audrey Luna, she sings in a register that is so unusual, so high. She says that she gets a rush from singing that high, and she even likens it a little bit to skydiving. She's broke records across the world, actually, for going on to major stages and singing the highest note that's ever been sung on their stage. So we're extremely fortunate to have both of these singers to agree to come to be in this production with us. So fortunate, in fact, that Jonathan Dove, who is the composer of the piece, decided that he needed to fly over from the UK to be present with us for opening night, June 30th.
So how can folks get tickets and more information?
All ticket information is available on our website, DesMoinesMetroOpera.org, and all of our performances, no matter what language they're sung in, include English supertitles above the stage so that you can follow along.
Please join Iowa Public Radio in supporting the arts in Iowa. Thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase goes to Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble and Chris Fenton, and a big thanks to the General and Artistic Director of the Des Moines Metro Opera, Michael Eagle. And thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks for having me.